One of the biggest environmental stories in our state this year comes from the west side of Michigan, near South Haven on the shores of Lake Michigan. That's where you'll find the Palisades Nuclear Power Plant, which it seems just can't stop itself from getting into trouble. So much so that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has declared Palisades is one of the worst performing plants in the entire country. Tonight, Palisades is holding an open house for neighbors to come ask questions and air their concerns. Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter Lindsay Smith has been following this story. Lindsay, recap for us. Why has Palisades earned this less than reassuring distinction?
Well, they had, in 2011, they had four reactor shutdowns that were not planned. And that's usually because something messes up that they don't expect to happen. And there was a couple of issues. The biggest one had to do with an electrical outage where a worker didn't follow work procedures. And he was doing some electrical work and there was a big short circuit. It wiped out half of the control room indicators for plant workers that are controlling the plant. That's a pretty big deal. So that was deemed a substantially significant a safety violation. And that's really what got them to have this designation.
And there have been problems this year as well.
Yeah, well, they haven't been arguably as bad because they haven't had any real unplanned shutdown events. They have shut down numerous times throughout the year to repair problems, though. Particularly, they've had problems with leaks this year. There was a couple of times where water leaked into the control room. There was a leaking tank that's above the control room that may have been part of that problem. There was also a leak that they just fixed that was in the actual reactor. The reactor has a bunch of water to keep the nuclear reactor cool. And there was a bunch of water leaking out of that as well. So they have fixed that. They have restarted. But yeah, they've definitely had some issues this year too.
And a week from today, we've got the Nuclear Regulatory Commission having its own open meeting to talk about how the operators of Palisades are doing. What do we know, Lindsay, about this report from the NRC and what we might hear a week from today?
So this meeting is particularly to go over a safety culture assessment. It's an independent third party that did this assessment. So it's not the NRC, but it's an independent firm. And Entergy hired them. They were required to by the NRC because of those, particularly the electrical problem where a worker got permission to not follow procedures. That was a really big deal. And so that was part of the reason why they had to have this safety culture assessment. Now, this report we don't have because it was done by an independent party, and so it's not part of the public record. However, we do have the executive summary, and it details a lack of accountability of all levels is one that a quote that really stood out to me. Another is that there's a lack in the belief that Palisades management really wants problems reported or that the issues will be addressed. So this is people that work in the plant and that report to managers. So the NRC is going to go over this report in detail, really sort of flesh some of this stuff out. I expect that there will be a lot of questions that the NRC will really grill them on.
Well, Lindsay, all of this really seems to beg the question, if I'm living within the shadow of Palisades, how worried should I be? Is Palisades safe?
I always have to say, first and foremost, that the NRC insists that the plant is operating safely, and if it were not, it would shut the plant down. And I, you know, throughout the past year, I have asked them numerous times, you know, every time something like this comes up, is it safe? Is it okay? Because that's really what people care about, right? So they've always said that the plant is operating safely, and if it wasn't, that they would shut it down. However, these problems are not usual. They're not common. So it's something that they certainly are keeping a better eye on. That's part of the reason why I've done a lot more reporting on it this year. And it's not common, but it's not that, you know, in the NRC's mind, if it was a big problem, they would shut it down if it wasn't safe.
Lindsay Smith is Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter. Lindsay, thank you so much for the update today.
Oh, no, thank you.